The Lord be with you.
And your
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and went to live in Capernaum by the sea, in the region of Zebulun and Naphtali, that what had been said through Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, the way to the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sit in darkness have seen a great light. On those dwelling in a land overshadowed by death, light has arisen. From that time on, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." As he was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. He went around all of Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness among the people. The Gospel of the Lord. This weekend, we begin a celebration of Catholic Schools Week, and our Bishop Metana, was here last night to kick it off with us. Wonderful opportunity to greet our new bishop, and he gave a wonderful homily, and he wrote a wonderful letter on the importance of Catholic schools. I don't think I need to emphasize how important Catholic education is. We're blessed to have our own school, and the students there are learning more and more about their faith, as well as other things, too, so that they can be successful in the world. But the greatest success we can have focuses on our ability to know our faith and to share it with others. How many of you went to Catholic schools?
5 years.
Wonderful. Okay. I went to Catholic schools as well. Actually, all the way through college. When I was in Catholic school, we had slates, you know, with chalk. Oh, wait. That was one of my former lives. How many of you remember a gold star on the forehead if you got a good grade? Right. Kids don't know what they're missing nowadays. Boy, that was really something. But I certainly enjoyed my Catholic education, and hopefully, with the support of our bishop and our Holy Father, we'll continue to support Catholic education because it's so essential to the mission of the church to create good disciples who know the faith and who are willing to share it. In today's gospel, we have a story of disciples, four of them, Peter, Andrew, James, and John. And the word disciple means pupil, student. So just like when we were in school, we were students, we were pupils learning more about our faith. So Jesus chooses these four men to be his pupils, to be his disciples. Now, back in the time of Jesus, there were many rabbis who had disciples following them. This is not unique to Jesus. What is different is that during Jesus' time, a rabbi would wait for a young man to come up to him and have the young man say to him, "Rabbi, I want to be your disciple. I want to follow you and learn more about the faith." Jesus doesn't wait for someone to come up to him. He goes out and chooses them. He handpicks the men he wants to be his main disciples. So that's what we have in the gospel today. Jesus goes up to Peter, his brother Andrew, and John, and his brother James, and says, "Come, follow me. I will make you fishers of men." Well, in the same way that Jesus chose these men to be his students, God chooses us to be his students. And that choice comes through baptism. In baptism, we are chosen by God to be his disciples, to be his followers, to learn more and more about the faith so that we can do what God wants us to do with it. And as Bishop Metano pointed out last night, before Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father, he told the disciples what he wanted them to do. He said, "Go out into the whole world and proclaim the good news to every creature, and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." That's our homework, if you want to put it bluntly. That's our homework, to go out and proclaim the gospel. If we want to proclaim the gospel, what do we have to do as good students? We have to continue to grow in our faith. We have to learn more about it so we can go out and make disciples of other people, make other people students of the good news of salvation, make other people disciples of Jesus Christ. That's our call as Catholics, as baptized people, to constantly grow in our faith, to do what we need to do to learn what the Bible tells us, what the teachings of the church tell us, what the teachings of the church are all about. And there are plenty of books and programs so that we can know more about our faith and be good disciples. But that's the key to our Christian commitment. Do we want to be good disciples? Do we want to be lifelong students of our faith so that not only can we grow in wisdom and goodness, but so also so that we can go out and invite other people to become students of the Lord, to be disciples, to know about the faith, and in turn go out and create more disciples. We hear that type of language, disciple language, very clearly among evangelical churches. In fact, that's their real focus. They want to make of their people disciples. Well, that's our call as well. We may not use that language in the same way that our brothers and sisters in the evangelical churches use it, but that's what we're talking about when we say we want to be strong in our faith, we want to be able to proclaim our faith, we want to be evangelists, people who profess and proclaim the truth that is all about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So as our children learn more about our faith, it doesn't mean we're off the hook just because we've gone through school, we've gotten our degrees, we're retired. We are always perpetual students of our Catholic faith, and we are called to go deeper into our faith so that we can proclaim it, we can share it with other people. So we've got homework to do. Doesn't matter what our age is, what our abilities are, we all have some homework to do in terms of learning more about who this wonderful God is, what he wants of us, and how he wants us to relate to the world. In that first reading and in the gospel, we have Isaiah, who is quoted talking about bringing light into the darkness. Well, if we're good disciples, that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to bring the faith, which is the light of Christ, into the world so that people who are living in that darkness will see it. People who maybe know something about Christ already, people who don't know about Christ. We need to bring that light, who is Jesus Christ, into the world. So as you go forward today, think about your own discipleship, where you are as a student of the good news. What do you need to know better about the teachings of the church, about the stories of the Bible, because that's our story? What do we need to do to go deeper in our faith? What kind of homework do we need to do in order to be better evangelists, proclaimers of our faith? So again, we are students just like the students in St. Francis, St. Stephen's School. It never ends, so the day we die, and even then in heaven, we're going to be learning a lot more about God. But for the time being, God has given us a task to perform, homework to do, a commission to fulfill, and that's to know our faith so that we can go out into the world and proclaim the good news to every creature and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.